Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Joe Biden, candidate for President of the United States, has promised the American Muslim community that in his administration, there will be Muslims serving at every level. That's the headline. Sharam Hadian comes to explain this statement.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Joe Biden, who is a candidate for President of the United States, addressed the Muslim advocates, and they received a promise from Joe Biden that Muslims would play a key role at every level in his administration should he be elected as president. And should we have concerns about this?
Well, Dr. Young, we should absolutely have concern because the Muslim Brotherhood and the Muslim community as a whole has really ramped up their political activities, which is something that we have tried to warn Christians about, that Islam is not just a religion, it's a political ideology, and it is one that seeks to then impose its law, Sharia, upon other Western laws, in this case, our Constitution. Joe Biden is now pandering to the Muslim community because the majority of Muslim Americans are voting Democrat. They're voting left. They're not getting elected just by the Muslim vote. They're getting elected because the left, it's the progressives, the Marxists, the socialists, they support the Muslim group. And the thing is that what's concerning is what he said, because he actually quotes in there, besides what you said about him saying that he wants Muslims to serve in his administration at every level, I want to just address with you what he said from the hadith. Joe Biden quotes the hadith, and he doesn't understand what that hadith means. It's actually a call to jihad. It is a call to arms. We have to be concerned about the political implications of Muslim advocacy, and we have to be concerned with the national security implications of Joe Biden allowing Muslims at every level of his administration.
Sharam Hadian warning us of the Biden promise to American Muslims to include Muslims in every level of his administration should he win the presidential election. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In his own words, Joe Biden has promised to allow the Muslims to move ahead in their effort to bring down America and set up an Islamic caliphate. That's a worldwide Islamic kingdom. The word Islam is not mentioned in the Bible. However, the Islamic states today are mentioned in Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. These nations are active players in our world today, ready to fulfill Bible prophecy, and very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...